This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, specializing in knockdown and installations of your warehouse equipment. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment, largest used rack inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Call Eddie right now, 305-887-9212, Pallet Rack City.
Now, did you see about J.R. Smith? Okay, before I go to the break. You know, J.R. Smith beat the crap out of a vandal, right, the other day. Guy broke his truck window, and he beat the crap out of him. I say J.R. Smith. Another guy that I've not agreed with a lot of things he's done in his past, too. J.R. Smith's been such a knucklehead that Rihanna called him out. Okay, when Rihanna's calling you out, you know you're a knucklehead. Plus, if you're J.R. Smith, the fact that Rihanna called you out, that means you lost out on all hope of getting laid with Rihanna. Because if you're J.R. Smith, you might have a shot at Rihanna. Now Rihanna calling you out, you can forget about it. You know what I'm saying? You and I don't have a shot. I mean, I'm married, so forget about it. But I mean, normally we don't have a shot. If you're J.R. Smith, maybe you can shoot your shot. You never know. Now you have no shot. That was probably the most depressing part if I'm J.R. Smith. Thinking, wow, Rihanna called me out. I no longer have a shot with Riri. But anyway, he is now disappointed in himself for opening up a can of whoop-ass on the vandal. That's depressing. He posted the video. Now he told Pat McAfee on his show. He says, granted, if you would have seen me and seen somebody outside of the car, outside of the house or whatever, don't think he would have broken it. Absolutely not. It was just a random act of stupidness. And I give him that. But that ass whooping was a random act of stupidness on my behalf, JR says. This man was down there at 8:46 for no reason, literally taking the life from him, calling for his dead mother. And then we go out here and we try to represent his name in a good way. And between tarnishing people's shops, like so many have nothing to do with the situation. We should be able to lock arms, stand in front of somebody's store and say, no to this. This is not right. Being able to do stuff like that isn't right. So for the moment that I unloaded on the alleged vandal, Smith says he now regrets it. When it happened, I seen red. Then when I finally snapped to, I'm still disappointed with myself. For me, I'm 34 years old. I have four little girls at home. I don't want that image. Regardless of the fact whether it was right or wrong, I don't want them to have that image of their dad being capable of doing that or doing something like that. Smith did have a sense of humor about kicking form, though, saying, I was trying to go Bones Jones or Anderson Silva. But you know what? With J.R. Smith, I understand where he's coming from and where his regrets come from, because he does have four girls. And then all of a sudden they see their dad going crazy on some dude. And although, again, I can compartmentalize. I'm that person. I can separate the two. I can understand that he is worried about how he looks in his little girl's eyes. But still, on the flip side, man, you're defending your property, bro. I have no problem with that. You know what I mean? I understand that he's concerned a little bit about how he looks in his girl's eyes because he doesn't want them to view their dad like crazy or something. But I view it as a moment where you're defending your property, man. Simple. Nothing more than that. And that was a person that needed an ass kicking. Okay? Because that vandal, a fine or some little jail time or something, he probably would have used that as a social media moment to boost himself. Whereas here, oh, you're the dude that got your ass kicked by J.R. Smith. And now maybe he'll think about never doing it again now. Because the thought of what if the owner sees me? Okay? And maybe the next time it's not an ass kicking. Maybe the next time it's a bullet in your head. So I got no problem with what J.R. Smith did. I understand his personal regrets. I understand his personal concerns because of his daughters. I do understand that. but I will never hold this against him, ever.
We've all probably been there where you react, you don't think, and it's for the right cause or this, but you go too far,
right?
Whatever, and it shows him growing up that he has
a responsibility.
An issue. He has an issue that, you know what, in hindsight,
right,
I reacted overboard. Probably could have handled it differently.
No, you didn't, you know? JR.
But no.
No, you didn't, bro. You're good, man. You're good. Okay? You are good. For that moment, you did the right thing. But I do understand his concerns.
He's growing, like, from what we thought, yes. What you would perceive as J.R. Smith, factoring yes. in his daughter. You like, you know, he wants to be a yeah. good person. You know?
I gotta you know? Give him credit that yeah, at man. Least he realizes that. He's a better person than I am for that, because I would have thought of, I'm just going to kick your ass because you broke my damn window in my car, bro. That's it, you know? And whether it's, you know, insured or not, I don't care.